Community activists in the Anaheim, California area today asked the state to launch an independent investigation of the Anaheim Police Department following 9 days of protests triggered by the police shooting of a young unarmed Latino man. That shooting on July 21st was followed by a second fatal police shooting the next day, angering many in the community who say they're tired of being victimized by out-of-control police. Groups protesting the killings have been met by a strong police response, which has led to multiple clashes in the streets. Demonstrators have claimed that police have overreacted to their street protests. This afternoon, activists converged on the Los Angeles office of the state attorney general to call for the state to intervene in the local investigation of the recent police shootings. Anna Perez is with the online organization Presente.org.
For the last week, the community in Anaheim has been out protesting and demanding that the police officers who were responsible for killing a young man who was unarmed and then attacking a crowd of children and parents last Saturday be held accountable. And so there's been no action. The chief of police has put two officers on paid leave. But there's been no move to investigate, to find out, and to get to the bottom of the police brutality that's happening there. So as a result of that, Presente.org started a national campaign to get Latinos and other allies to be able to support our demand for justice in calling for State Attorney Kamala Harris to investigate, to do a full investigation, not just into this incident, but all the, you know, the past 13 years of police brutality in Anaheim.
Was there any sort of activity surrounding that call today? Was there any demonstrations today there?
Yes. We held a rally and demonstration outside Kamala Harris's office in L.A. today. And we had about 100 or so people coming, including some of the victims of the police brutality. And we were able to deliver a petition with 17,000 signatures from people in California and all across the country.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see that the police in Anaheim have said that the one particular young man and then in a couple of other cases that these were young people that were involved in gang activity. They said in one case they found a gun near the body of the young man who was killed by police. What are people saying about this? Is this, is it a bona fide going after people who are dangerous, or is there something larger going on there?
Well, I think that we're all really familiar with the use of excessive force by police in communities of color. We have no idea if these young people were or were not members of gangs. We know for a fact that the first person the police killed there last Saturday was a young man who was actually walking away from police. He was completely unarmed, and they shot him in the back and then proceeded to shoot him in the head after he was down. So there's no, he was not a threat to police. There were multiple witnesses that watched this. It's all been caught on videotaped. The police, in fact, are trying to bribe people into having them turn over the video that they were taking with their cell phone. Mm-hmm. And so I cannot speak to every single case, but I do know that, when they come and shoot at young men, whether it's African-American or Latino men, the first thing that they say is that there were gang involved. They need to prove that. I mean, he's in a country where people are innocent until proven guilty. So just because the police are saying that, there's no reason for us to believe. What we know for a fact is that police are coming into neighborhoods, they're shooting, at the back of young men and then proceeding to shoot at a defenseless crowd with rubber bullets and releasing a rabid dog at a parent with an infant child. That has been, captured on videotape. The whole world has seen it. So I feel like, it's unfair to blanket statement that any young man that they kill who happens to be Latino or Black belongs to a gang. Yet we have video proof evidence that the police are misusing force. And those allegations are not being investigated. They're not even looking into whether the police did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any response yet? I know it's very early, but any response yet from the state attorney general?
Yeah, she is, the state attorney general's office has said that they're looking to see what the city of Anaheim, what their investigation is going to do. We're going to continue to push because after 13 years, the current district attorney's city attorney's office in Anaheim, Tony Rakakis, has not prosecuted anybody. There's been one investigation and no convictions after 13 years of, you know, claims of police brutality against residents in Anaheim. So we have no trust that an internal investigation will produce any real concrete findings, or that the police officers that were responsible for this will be able to be brought to justice.
And people who want to find out more about the online effort to support that community, what's the best way they could do that?
The best way they can do that is they can go to our webpage. It's presente.org, which is like spelled like present with an E at the end, and .org. Our petition for Anaheim is on the front page, and we'll continue to, you know, keep our members updated and keep the community updated as to what's happening in Anaheim.
Ana Perez is with Presente.org, an organization that works to increase the participation of Latinos on civic issues.